The mare continued her jovial melody, but the playfulness that had dotted the unicorn's expression gradually yielded ground to a look that held a far more serious composure. "I'd like that," he replied, once again utilizing an atypically diminished volume. The words hushed the blushing tail, whose silent seconds were spent ruminating on the simple phrase. Shock had momentarily clutched her demeanor, producing an expression that masked her internal emotions with a wall of neutrality. Her heart pumped, driving a tempo in her head, beating that wall into dust until she brightly beamed beneath the sky Princess Luna had painted just for them. "I guess that means we need to have a second date first," Tail carried on as the weight of the moment sank in. Flashes of the evening danced within her thoughts, and each picture joined the choreography of memories that pushed their outing to a pedestal all its own. Spurred on, she gradually pitched forward, searching for too much of a good thing, leaning towards his muzzle as she whispered, "I'd love to." Barrier swallowed but held his ground when the lavender Pegasus approached. His breasts quickened in the ever-stretching seconds, and his tongue failed to fashion a single statement for his physicist. In all honesty, there was nothing he needed to say. Instead, he clung to what filled his ears in that instant when their lips hovered barely an inch apart. "Thank you, magic, for everything. To be continued, no longer alone." Well, Wing here. It's been a hot minute, but see you in 7 days.